Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, what's going on? This is Jeff Hartman, senior editor at BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, with you for another episode of the Steelers Injury Report podcast. That's right, every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for a regular Sunday game. I am with you every single one of those days talking about who's in, who's out, and who's maybe a little bit on the fence in regards to the injury status. Now, here we are leading into the Week 13 game. The Steelers are going to be hosting the Baltimore Ravens at Heinz Field for a 4:25 kickoff, and the Steelers have wrapped up their December 2nd practice this Thursday. Let's go through the injury report as we always do. Now, this is the day, you know, Wednesdays we always say, take it with a grain of salt, everyone. Take it with a grain of salt. But here, now, you're looking at it and you're saying, well, now we can see where players are trending. So Ben Roethlisberger was given the day off on Wednesday. He was a full participant on Thursday as expected. So it looks like there's no lingering issues with the pectoral or right shoulder, which he is still labeled as having. Chase Claypool, with a toe injury, went from limited to a full participant. That's good. Joe Hayden, disappointing. He has missed the last 2 days. Did not practice again on Thursday. Now, there's the optimists out there. I'm one of them that will say, well, he could practice on Friday and still play. Yes, he could. But at the same time, when he was back at practice last week, and now all of a sudden he's not practicing again, you kind of wonder if maybe there was a setback somewhere along the way and his midfoot sprain is, well, causing him issues. A new injury. Arthur Millette, cornerback, quadricep injury. He did not practice on Thursday. Christian Kuntz with his hip, that's the long snapper. He was a full participant for the second straight day, so it looks good there. Trey Turner, who was a coach's decision, was given the day off on Wednesday, was a full participant on Thursday. Looks good in that respect. Zach Banner, who a lot of folks were hoping would be inserted into the lineup this week and maybe mix things up, has missed the second straight day with an illness, so it's not looking good for Zach Banner to be the new right tackle this week. Good news, though, Pat Freiermuth was with his concussion as he continues to work through the concussion protocol, was a full participant for the second straight day. And another new injury, Isaiah Bugs with an ankle injury, was limited on Thursday. As Dave Schofield always says, a lot of times that means that the player was injured during practice. All right, so let's head over to the other side of the field with the Baltimore Ravens. They have a laundry list of players that were either limited, did not practice, or maybe even were full. We're going to go through these one by one. Now, I don't typically, unless it's a big-name player, I typically don't mention whether they did or didn't practice the prior day. Nonetheless, let's get this started for this Thursday, December 2nd. Cornerback Anthony Averett, I think is how you say that. I'm not sure. Shoulder and ankle injury was limited. Tight end Nick Boyle had a knee injury, did not practice. Center Bradley Bozeman with a shin laceration, the old cut on the leg. He was a full participant. Offensive lineman Patrick McCarry with an ankle was limited. tackle Cedric Ogbui, I'm butchering that name, is a thigh, did not participate in practice. Fullback Patrick Ricard with a foot/thigh injury, did not practice. Cornerback Chris Westry with a thigh injury, and also cornerback Tavon Young with an illness, did not practice. Both of those players didn't. Wide receiver Devin Duvernay with a thigh was limited. Miles Boykin, another wide receiver with a finger, was limited. Calais Campbell with a concussion was back as a full participant in practice. Patrick Queen with ribs and Jimmy Smith with a neck injury were both full participants on Thursday. Outside linebacker Jalen Ferguson and Marlon Humphrey both have an illness. Outside linebacker Ferguson was limited. Marlon Humphrey did not practice. Keep an eye on that one. Outside linebacker Owe with a shoulder injury did not practice. And a big name we know very well, Alejandro Villanueva, was given the day off to rest. And so was nose tackle Brandon Williams. He was given a day off due to rest. Not injury related for either of those. So some big name players on that list. You think about Marlon Humphrey. You think about some other, like Owe, if he's not able to play, he's a good young rookie for them. The Pittsburgh Steelers are going to have their work cut out for them against the Baltimore Ravens at Heinz Field. They got to win. Got to win. It's not a must-win game because it's not an elimination game. But in terms of the AFC North Division, in terms of the AFC standings, this is a pretty huge game. It's about as big as they come. So make sure you stay tuned to BehindTheSteelCurtain.com for all your Pittsburgh Steelers needs. On top of that, wherever you get your podcasts, search Steelers or Behind the Steel Curtain, subscribe, follow, whatever you have to do so that you don't miss a thing. I'm Jeff Hartman. I'll be back on Friday for the next and final Injury Report podcast of this week 13. In the meantime, be safe, be kind, and God bless. Go Steelers.